And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of January, 2017. It was on this day in 1961, Robert Frost recited his poem, The Gift Outright, at the inauguration of President John F. Kennedy. Robert Frost, who was 87 years old, he'd written a new poem for the occasion entitled Dedication, but the ribbon in his typewriter was rather faint, so he could barely see it because the sun was in his eyes. So instead, he recited from memory The Gift Outright. It's the birthday of Federico Fellini, the film director, born Rimini, Italy, 1920, best known to us as the director of the film La Dolce Vita, came out in 1960. It's the birthday of the novelist Tammy Hoag, born in Cresco, Iowa, 1959, grew up in Harmony, Minnesota, wrote her first book, Black Pony, when she was in the third grade, just 9 years old. And then in her 30s, she became the author of romance novels. Wrote about 20 of them, then tried her hand at a thriller. It was called Night Sins. Came out in 1988, made the New York Times bestseller list, and so did the 14 books that followed. Tammy Hoag, her most recent book is The Bitter Season, latest in a series of thrillers featuring two homicide detectives in Minneapolis, Sam Kovac and Nikki Liska. And it's the birthday of the comedian George Burns, born on the Lower East Side of New York City, 1896, born Nathan Birnbaum. His father was a cantor, a coat presser. The boy started working 7 years old, selling newspapers and shining shoes. Started singing harmony with other boys in a group called the Pee Wee Quartet. Soon he was on the vaudeville circuit, performing with a seal and doing trick roller skating. Performed under various names, including Captain Betts, Buddy Lynx, Willie Delight, and also George Burns. He met Gracie Allen. They fell in love. They got married. They went off on the vaudeville circuit themselves. And their television show, The Burns and Allen Show, is one of the most popular shows of the 1950s. At the end of every show, George would turn to Allen and say goodnight, Gracie. And she would say, goodnight, Gracie. George Burns, famous for his cigars, four a day, went on to make the movie The Sunshine Boys with Walter Matthau, and then played God in the movie Oh God. He said, why shouldn't I play God? Anything I do at my age is a miracle. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams, Snow, 1. All night snow, then near dawn freezing rain, so that by morning the whole city glistens in a glaze of high-pitched, meticulously polished brilliance, everything rounded off, the cars submerged nearly to their windows in the unbroken drifts lining the narrow alleys, the buildings rising from the trunk-like integuments the wind has molded against them. Underlit clouds, blurred violet bars, the rear guard of the storm still hang in the east, immobile over the flat river basin of the Delaware. Beyond them, nothing, the washed sky, one vivid wisp of pale smoke rising waveringly but emphatically into the brilliant ether. No one is out yet but Catherine, who closes the door behind her and starts up the street. A poem by C.K. Williams, Snow, 1, from his collected poems published by Fur, Strauss, and Giroux, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.